from Merlot to Rosé and everything in between. It's your Washington Wine of the Week with Dan Radill.
Today's focus, the effect of the California wildfires on the wine industry. And that's a really an interesting topic, Dan. I'm glad you brought it up today because normally we only talk about Washington wines, but this is one of the main areas. These fires happen in one of the main wine growing or grape growing areas in our country. Yes. Right?
Yeah. And they happen here too. So it's not, you know, a problem that's just restricted to California. So, you know, for starters, I don't want to downplay the situation in California because there was, you know, some serious wildfires in the especially in the northern area, Sonoma, Napa County. But as it turns out, only a handful of wineries were partially or totally destroyed.
Oh, good.
And I went online, I checked with some local news agencies down in Northern California, things like that. Most estimates put it less than 20. So that's good news.
Yeah.
Considering there are over 4,000 wineries total in California, wow, we're talking about just a very small percentage. One thing that's also interesting is California is really trying to put a positive spin on this now because they want to emphasize that the percentage losses were small. They need tourism support, as always. And this kind of reminds me, remember a couple of years ago when Chelan had the big fires and I did a live
spot. Yeah, you were there when it was all smoky over there.
Yeah, we went there like within a week of the fire. I have to tell you, if you don't mind a little smoke, it is a great time to go. So if you're if you're planning to go to Northern California or Napa or Sonoma, I would say by all means, follow through on it. You'll probably find a lot less people there, easier to get around, and you know, it's a great way to show your support.
I kind of get the impression that the type of land where grapes are grown is also the type of land that is susceptible to wildfire. It just happens to be in those same types of regions, I guess, with the high winds and the
But you know, one interesting
humidity.
Thing too is that the vineyards, they say, actually acted as a fire break in some instances because they've kind of got cleared out spots, you know, between where the vineyards start and stop. And wine grapes are not vineyards aren't fire resistant, but they're a lot less susceptible to it.
Well,
than
that's, and
trees.
I guess that's a good question. I mean, for these vineyards not directly impacted by the wildfires, can they still suffer like smoke damage or smoke exposure to smoke from them?
That is a key issue. And this impacts not only California, but if you recall, we had some wildfires in Washington this year in the last few years, as a matter of fact. Fortunately, most of the grapes in California were already harvested, and this is going to affect grapes that were still hanging out on the vines when the smoke, you know, came in. And this happened to Washington this summer. There was a lot of grapes that hadn't been harvested that were affected by the smoke. And the issue is called smoke taint. And there's been a lot of research on this. There's lots of science and chemistry involved. But basically, this smoke comes in and it attaches itself to the sugar molecules in the wine. It binds up with it. It's kind of like a little Trojan horse because it doesn't reveal itself right away. You can't necessarily smell the smoke in the grapes after they've been crushed. And so these get bottled. And what happens is that these compounds break down over time. The longer they're in the bottle, the longer they break down, more time they have to break down. You pour that glass of wine, you can smell that smoke. It starts releasing.
Really?
And here's another bad thing is that when you taste it, the enzymes in your mouth also break down the compounds, releasing even more smoke.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's tough for these wineries to know exactly how the long-range effects are going to be on it because they won't know until it's poured. By the way, this smoke isn't, I love this, WSU Tri-Cities Extension has done some research on this, and they said this is not your nice, pleasant campfire smoke.
I was going to say, you know, well, maybe you have a new smoky type wine.
This is unfortunately the bottom of the ashtray type smoke. So it's real unpleasant. And I have to tell you, you know, there's some red grapes do okay with a little bit of smoke in them. Zinfandel, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, a little gentle smoky flavor. Things like Riesling, I've had it before. Smoke-tainted Riesling, it's awful. So it's just something to keep in mind. Just remember the 2017 vintage down the road, California and Washington. If you taste a wine that's got a little smoky flavor to it and you weren't expecting to it, you can blame it on the wildfires.
I was going
to
say, so it's something that you would know immediately if you drank it.
You would absolutely know.
Okay.
Yep. There's no getting around it.
No mistaking that.
Yeah.
Okay, today's recommendation, the Redwood Winery 2014 Old Vine Zinfandel.
Yeah, this is Renwood, R-E-N-W-O-O-D. And I picked a California winery today. I figured, you know, we got to give a nod to California.
Whatever.
Well, I got a Washington one I'll slip in, too. This is really a nice Zinfandel. A lot of Zins in California can be a little heavy-handed, big fruit bombs. This one's understated red cherry and raspberry fruits. And a little vanilla and spice on the finish. It's really solid, dependable, not a big in-your-face California Zin. It's almost got a nice elegant quality to it. It only runs about $20.
Was 2014 a smoky year?
I don't believe it was. Not for this one. It's available online at renwood.com. And then I'll throw in a Washington selection. If you like Zinfandels, go for the Forgeron Cellars 2014 Zin out of Walla Walla. Another great choice. And one last little thing real quick here, a reminder that Grape and Gourmet is coming up, totally unrelated here, a week from Sunday on November 4th.
What is that?
That is a food and wine tasting event out at the Silver Reef, presented by Bellingham Bay Rotary Club. And next week, I'll give you all the ins and outs on that and mark your calendar for that. It's Sunday, November 4th.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Renwood Winery 2014 Old Vine Zinfandel. That is our California wine of the week. On your afternoon show on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. All the pretty-